It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pop star Shawn Mendes got a taste of the country life when he met the Zac Brown Band in Toronto. When he went to the show, he was told Zac Brown wanted to talk to Shawn. He said, "I went up to the bus and opened the door, and all I could hear was a four-part harmony, six guitars, and people doing this, and Zac singing his heart out." Shawn was surprised when one of the band members handed him a guitar to join in on a full concert jam mode. After that, Mendes says he might even consider switching to the country music world. And last night, Shawn and Zac Brown Band actually teamed up for CMT Crossroads, which I am not a big country music person at all.
I love country. I did it for 7 years.
But I love CMT Crossroads, and Shawn and Zac Brown Band sounded great together.
Think about you some days, and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. Always go our separate ways, but no one can love me, baby, the way I do.
Yeah, they sounded great.
That sounds so good.
Super good. Now, this is my favorite story of the week because I am a huge Jennifer Garner fan. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Okay.
And she is dating somebody new. And all these tabloids have been saying, is it Brad Pitt? That's been everywhere. Like, is she dating Brad Pitt? Because, you know, he's single. He just got divorced from Angelina Jolie. Now, Jennifer Garner is getting, you know, divorced from Ben Affleck. And here's the thing. It's not Brad Pitt. It's actually a normal dude.
No, what?
Now, he's rich.
You can't do... Okay.
He's rich, but he is a normal guy. He is not a celebrity. He is not an actor. His name is John Miller. He's a businessman. Sources say that they've been together for 6 months, and it's getting pretty serious. Now, I read on a Hollywood Blind online, which, if you don't know what a Hollywood Blind is, it's like an entertainment lawyer has a website, and they basically post a bunch of hints about gossip about a certain celebrity, and then in the comments the people figure out who it's about, and everyone says this is Jen Garner.
Okay.
But apparently she's actually already like engaged to this guy and they live together, but her team is like slowly piping out the story about her dating this guy to like kind of set the story for the public, even though they've already like dated, they're engaged supposedly and already living together. They're like, you know what I mean? Rolling it out.
I'm surprised that they actually were, if that's true, how they were able to get so far, like actually be married, and now it just looks like it's starting to happen to us now. That's impressive.
Yeah, so he's 40 years old. He's the CEO of a company that owns like robotics. It's a chain and a chain of about 50 Cali Burger restaurants. The news comes after, of course, she now finalized her divorce from Ben Affleck, and he's been going through divorce, and he's actually still legally married to his estranged wife, who's a violinist. So very interesting.
Ooh.
The Miami-Dade County State Attorney's Office released nearly a 30-minute tape where late rapper, is it just Extentation?
There's XX Tentacion is what I hear people say a lot.
I don't know. I always thought it was Extentation. I don't know how you say his name. I don't care because I absolutely just loathe this kid. It's terrible that he died, but he was not at all a good person, and this tape proved it, which is why I have left him out of the garbage every day. This is the only time I hopefully will ever talk about him because I don't want to bring any attention to him or his music. But he confessed to beating his ex-girlfriend senseless on this tape and a myriad of other things, stabbing people multiple times, stabbing multiple people. He's just a crappy person.
I would kill this if she played with me. That's real deal. You feel me? And I think any man would, bro. Any man would, bro. She fell through on every occasion until now. But I started f***ing her up because she made one mistake, and then from there, the whole cycle went down. Now she's scared. That girl was scared for her life, which I understand. Because some of you see me, you know what I do to people.
I hate it. Disgusting.
I know kids, like young kids that love his music, and everybody was so sad when he passed away.
Don't let your kids listen to this guy's music. Don't let them. It's terrible. Pink and 7-year-old daughter Willow, I love this. This is a way better story. They recorded songs together for an upcoming album of songs from the Greatest Showman soundtrack. And here's a clip of Willow singing and then Pink on A Million Dreams. It'll give you goosebumps.
I think of what the world could be. The vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Isn't that so good?
I think the first singer was better.
Willow was fantastic. Coming up after 8:15 in the garbage, Lady Gaga has been caught on tape saying something in every single one of her interviews about A Star Is Born that is strange. We will discuss coming up soon on The Joan Alex Show.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Everyone has gotten something bizarre while trick-or-treating, and by bizarre, I mean like the worst candy ever. No, actually, some bizarre stuff too. But Callie is upset because her neighborhood is petitioning against her. They're actually like all saying, no, 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 no. She wants to give this out to the kids in the neighborhood. We'll see what you think about it. Ask Alex, it's next.